On my sofa today, I have a singer-songwriter, Dan Brown.
Hello.
I gather you're thinking of going for a name change, though.
Yeah, primarily because when people think of Dan Brown, they associate it with the author, obviously.
The well-known books and a couple of films with Tom Hanks in.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to change it because it's not the kind of thing I
want to be associated with.
Yeah, it's totally irrelevant to what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay, so are you going for a change of name like John Smith, or are you thinking of like a band type name?
More like name? More like a band type name. Well, because I was thinking of going into the studio and having some friends come and go and record different instruments, so making it almost like a group project and calling the whole thing Alter Ego, because different people coming and going, and I just kind of think that'd be more appropriate than Dan Brown.
Yeah, so then you'll perform as Alter Ego, even though, like, would be effectively a backing track.
I probably wouldn't. I mean, maybe for big gigs, I'd use a band. But as far as just standard ones go, I'd just do it by myself. But still be Alter Ego, yeah.
That certainly makes sense. So any sort of keywords that would describe your music, rather than genres as such?
More just upbeat acoustic.
Upbeat acoustic, okay. So what is your background? I gather you used to be a drummer.
Yeah. I started drumming when I was about 11. And did that for about 5 years, 5-6 years. And then I started learning guitar as well. And I was in numerous bands playing drums, but it was only till about 6 months ago I decided I actually wanted to make the leap and change to guitarist/singer. Yeah, I still love drums, obviously, and I still consider myself primarily a drummer, but I also do love playing guitar.
Does that change the approach that you take when you write rhythms particularly?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You think about it in a slightly different way, maybe, because you're looking at your song from a different viewpoint, because obviously with growing up drumming and stuff, you interpret songs differently and you analyse them and break them down in different ways that is slightly different to that of being a guitarist.
But it's more of an approach to how you write the song overall, rather than you don't use the guitar as a percussive instrument like, say, Newton Faulkner or Andy McKee or people like that.
No. It's very much the approach. I don't use the guitar as a drum.
Fair enough. Okie doke. So you've only been playing as a guitarist for sort of 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar for 3 or 4 years, but actually getting out and performing, since maybe October.
So how have you been getting out there?
I started by doing a load of open mics near where I live, and just basically going to as many of them as possible, playing sometimes about 3 or 4 times a week, just going every night, going to different places and playing, and then kind of through that you meet people and then you can arrange other gigs that aren't open mics, and just starting to network almost and meeting new people and
So you're all booking your own things, you're not trying to go through promoters or anything?
There's a bit of both at the moment. I'm currently booking my own thing, but I'm currently talking to a certain promoter about booking me other gigs as well.
Okay, so as far as your music's concerned, what sort of things do you write about? I mean, they say you write about what you know, but do you just write about really humdrum things, or is it...
It's quite hard to explain, but I quite like things to be abstract and impersonal. I think it's good when you interpret the song entirely as you want to, as in the song's not blatant, it's not obvious what it's about, and that's exactly what I try and do. I try and avoid obvious lyrics and obvious songs, but to be fair, at the same time, I don't think I do that intentionally. It does come out as almost random words, kind of scattered, but not, if that makes sense at all.
So you kind of get maybe an idea of an overall feeling from yourself. So rather than that, oh, my girlfriend's left me, which is very specific, if you just have a sadder song.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone whose girlfriend has left them might associate with that, but someone who's just sad because something else has happened, the tsunami in Japan, they'll think of that instead or whatever.
Yeah, that's precisely it. I mean, in that sense, I like to think the songs are quite flexible because you can adapt them and apply them to a situation. The song isn't about one specific situation. And I mean, where you draw lyrics and stuff from can be totally random. For example, one song I have is written about, well, it's not written about, but I was watching over the summer a TV show called Breaking Bad, and I was just watching about 20 hours straight, just that program. And then I just decided to write a song, and I just drew from what I've just been watching for the past couple of days. Not necessarily intentional. It wasn't like, right, I'm going to write a song about this TV program, but it just kind of came out that way.
Okay, and you're actually going to play that song for us now?
Yes.
And what's it called?
It's called Hiding in Plain Sight.
Okay, so this is Dan Brown, Hiding in Plain Sight.
My head, we can't run or forget what I said. We'll run round these streets in my bed. Let me go, you're always on my leg. My hometown, you've taken me alive. Let me run out from my home. When this little sound, you're taking up my time, get me in out from my home. Don't tell me that Jess is dead. She was shot, no, but one time in the chest. We'll run round these streets in my bed. Let me go, you're always on my head. My hometown, you've taken me alive. Get me in out from my own. When this little sound, you're taking on my mind, get me in out from my home. Our little sound, taking me apart, get me in out from my home. When this little town, taking on my mind, get me in out from my home. My hometown, you've taken me alive. Get me in out from my home.
That was Hiding in Plain Sight by Dan Brown. And if people do like what they hear and want to come and see you, have you got gigs coming up?
Yeah. So on the 4th of March, I've got The Fleece. And on Saturday, the 7th of April, I'm playing a festival called Rock the Record, which is in Bristol. And it's a 3-day festival. And I'm playing on the Saturday, I believe.
And that's at the Thunderbolt.
Yes, that is at the Thunderbolt. But yeah, usually I'm playing at the Blue Lagoon in Bristol pretty much every week. On that's usually on Tuesdays, and Mr. Wolf's kind of every other Wednesday, and I'm about generally.
Okay, and have you got any kind of website or Facebook page or anything?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. If you go on Facebook and you search in the magic box Dan Brown Music, I don't actually have a specific URL to that at the moment, purely because I wanted to leave it open because of the name change. You know, it's not in concrete. But yeah, if you just type in Dan Brown Music, I think I'm the first one at the top.
Okay, so Dan Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.